Janet Morena, Why This Pro-Life Catholic Is Voting for Trump. By Janet Morena on July 21, 2020. At the beginning of the 2016 election cycle, if someone had told me I would be casting a ballot for Donald Trump, I would have doubted their sanity. I'm a native New Yorker, born and bred in Brooklyn, and I was well acquainted with the Trump's high-flown and sometimes messy lifestyle from the papers and tabloids. But I didn't really have to have an opinion on Trump because we inhabited different worlds. As the 2016 campaigns ground on, I discovered things about Trump that I hadn't known. His intense patriotism, for one thing, and I knew I would vote for whatever candidate the Republicans came up with to challenge Hillary Clinton, who would have been a disaster for our nation. Naturally, I was thrilled when he won. I attended his inauguration and was impressed by his America First speech. I had high hopes that even if he fulfilled half his promises, America would be better off. And of course the leftist media will dispute this, but the fact is that he has kept his promises. Here are just a few. He vowed to fill the federal courts with judges who respect and revere the U.S. Constitution and who understand that a jurist's role is not to legislate from the bench. And now there are more than 200 confirmed nominees, including two Supreme Court justices. He vowed to uphold the religious freedom guarantee to every American in the First Amendment. And, among many other actions, created the Conscience and Religious Freedom Division within the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Civil Rights. He promised to put American interests first and defended those interests at international organizations like NATO and the United Nations. Just this week he began taking steps to withdraw the U.S. from the World Health Organization. His accomplishments on behalf of the unborn are too numerous to list here. But some of the most important include his vow to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to veto any legislation that would weaken existing pro-life policies and laws. His support of two pro-life bills in Congress, the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act and the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. And his historic address to the 2020 March for Life. The first president to speak to the hundreds of thousands of pro-lifers who converge every year in Washington, D.C., for the largest and longest-running civil rights protest in the nation. All of these things, and many more, convinced me I did the right thing when I voted for Trump, and why I will proudly cast my ballot for him again. I understand, though, that some people take exception to some of the president's habits, Twitter in particular. The president reacts without a filter, which is refreshing but can be off-putting for some. But the thing to keep in mind is that by voting for his re-election, we are not canonizing him as a saint. We are giving 4 more years to someone who has a proven track record of major accomplishments. The way President Trump loves our country and the policies he has put in place to make us stronger will add up to the kind of legacy I want to leave my grandchildren. It will break my heart if instead of returning a patriot to the White House we elect someone committed to undoing our way of life. And make no mistake, that's the Democrats' endgame. My choice come November 3rd is clear. I'm voting for Trump, Twitter and all. Janet Morena is the executive director of Priests for Life, a member of the Catholic Voices for Trump and Pro-Life Voices for Trump advisory boards, and co-founder of the Silent No More Awareness campaign.